Bonjour tout le monde. Good morning, everyone. I think I'll get us started. We're running a few minutes late, but we have lots of time during the lunch, so we'll get caught up. I wanted to wish you all a very happy spring as well. Hope you all had a good morning already, and the day is about to get better with us because you're in for a treat. We have for you what is part two, Bracing for Impact, the Artificial Intelligence Challenge, a Roadmap for AI Governance in Canada. And we're looking at data, policy, and innovation. So a hearty welcome to all of you, and of course, to our naturally intelligent speakers who will be presenting throughout the day, and our session chairs. They've come from far and wide. We have also representatives from the academia, policy, from cities, industry, legal practitioners, and most importantly, students. And I think that's something for us all to consider is that when we're at these events, we're very much students because it's really the lifelong learning experience, and especially in this disruptive era, we're still trying to figure it out. So I'm Professor Pina D'Agostino, and I am the founder and director of IP Osgoode, and that's Osgoode Hall Law School's flagship IP and tech program. And I do encourage you to visit our website, iposgoode.ca, which contains all that is new and exciting in IP here in Canada and around the world. There's also free Wi-Fi here, and so I would encourage you to tweet away, hashtag IPOS AI Challenge. Now, I'm one of the organizers for today, along with Osgoode PhD students, Aviv Gaon and Ian Stedman, and Assistant Director of IP Osgoode, Michelle Lee. Where are they? Are they busy still organizing? Okay, there's Aviv, Ian taking photos, and Michelle somewhere around. Okay, so I want to start by giving them a big round of applause. It's been, I have to say, phenomenal to work with them yet again a second year, and part two is a hint of what is to come, right? Now, the theme of bracing for impact, I think, is an appropriate one this year more than ever before, very much on a personal level. And I think as the organizers, we have all been bracing for the impact of this conference. And here I'm thinking of Aviv, my own PhD student, which many months ago, we thought that's the date. So in fact, on Monday, March 25, he is defending his doctoral thesis on AI. So Aviv has been bracing for this date and all the stars aligned. And I know that he'll still be bracing till Monday, right? So bracing for impact has very much meant something to him. When I think about Ian, the same is true for him, even more so. I mean, he's almost very close to submission as well. But all the while, he had a very pregnant wife. So we were thinking, wow, okay, the date of the conference, 21, is something going to happen around this day? Is he going to be around? Should we put him on the schedule? What should we do? And of course, the stars spoke, and baby girl number three, welcome, came on the weekend. And Aviv gets to be with us today. So he was also very much bracing for impact, and congratulations, right? So bracing for impact continues to be an important theme. And I think it came to us intuitively when we're trying to figure out the title for the conference. And then, of course, when you actually do the research, which is what, you know, us geeks do, you figure out that, and this is to no surprise, that there's a lot of data behind what it actually means to brace for impact. And data on all the different types of brace positions available pursuant to aviation rules in almost every country. And ultimately, how when you brace, you can actually save your life and save lives. So bracing for impact is a positive thing. So our bracing for impact in the world of AI is very much a critical and also uplifting exercise. And so last year, we kicked the conference series off with looking at the legal and ethical dimensions of the governance framework. And this year, we'll continue to look at governance, but more in the guise of the data and policy innovation aspect, and focusing on intellectual property and the ownership implications, as well as looking more practically to two key sectors, and that's health and smart cities. And since last year, wow, there's been a flurry of activity in the AI space. And I see this firsthand from the classroom to the boardroom. And here I could speak a bit from experience, seeing all the changes within the university and also within one of the boards that I sit on, Electra. It's one of Canada's leading energy companies. And here and within York, all of us are looking very critically to how we can embrace AI and be more innovative. And let there be no doubt that AI is a disruptive technology and that there are multiple industries in real time right now trying to figure out how they can actively incorporate AI in their business models. And here I find it important to highlight the many innovative supporters of this conference who've been leading in this space. So York University, I noted, its provost and VPRI convened a task force on AI. And I think we were one of the first in Canada to start this task force on AI and society. And I'm actually one of the co-chairs of this task force along with James Elder. And you'll hear from James later. He's cross-appointed at Health and Lassonde. So what, like a lot, along with many others, what we're trying to figure out is what does York University have already? And I can tell you there's burgeoning activities in this space and how we need to work together to make things better. So if you're interested in seeing this report, which is should be finalized in late spring, and how universities can lead in this place, please do get in touch. Now, I'm also proud to note that we had a very fruitful and really amazing collaboration that started this year with Microsoft Canada. And I know Nadine Letson is here, and I think from the very beginning it was a beautiful exchange of ideas, which then also came with some dollar amounts, which were very helpful for us to get this conference off the ground. But I think it also shows the leadership that Microsoft is also playing in this area. And it's critical for all of us that you're also engaging closely with academia, because I think it's through these cross collaborations that we can really make a difference. And so I'd like to, I mentioned Nadine Letson, of course, André Gagnon was there from the beginning, and Marlene Floyd as well. So thank you so much. I look forward to working with you and also seeing how the day unfolds. I can't wait for it. The event is also supported from SHRC, and SHRC, of course, as many of you know, is always on the cutting edge of supporting research, and I know that for me personally, they've supported me through my doctoral days to now my professorial days, so big thanks to them, and ongoing thanks, of course, to McCarthy Tetrault. So it's one of Canada's leading law firms, which has been with IP Osgoode from the very beginning. McCarthy's is one of our founding law firm sponsors, and without them, I don't think we could have got off the ground also financially at IP Osgoode. I'm also grateful for this conference to Nashitz Brandes Amir in Israel, and it's definitely one place I want to visit soon. I've already been to Israel, and I know it's something that maybe we can explore doing something there, right, in the future years. I know Aviv has some thoughts on that one. So the conversation always continues, as I like to say. And here I'm grateful to our Ipalog editors, and these are Osgoode students. And we have student bloggers Summer Lewis, Lauren Chen, and Bruna Kalinowski. So they'll be blogging on today. If any of you are here, there you are. Okay. So you'll be seeing blogs, and they'll go up on the IP Osgoode website along with an audio recording of today. So do check out iposgoode.ca. And of course, you know that IP Osgoode, really, we celebrated our 10th birthday just this past year. And that really is exciting because as we move into now the next decade of fun, I think we're starting it on the right foot, kicking off with things like bracing for impact and also the future that is at stake with AI. So on that kickoff note, I'd like to kick off this conference. And what I would encourage you is to look at the speaker profile. So we're not going to be going through all the fulsome bios, and there's some like major heavyweights in the room. So I encourage you to look at the website, aichallenge.osgoode.yorku.ca. We have a fascinating lunch and keynote coming up. So besides the lunch, you're definitely in for a treat with Professor Kang Lee. He will be talking about how kids learn to tell lies. I mean, he spent most of his over two decades working on this, and I know I'll be taking notes for that one with my little ones that have already started. And also at the end, another treat. So cocktails, you have to stay for cocktails because we're going to be featuring one of our hottest startups coming from the university, from the Lausanne School of Engineering. It's a drone company. So we'll have flying drones and cocktails in the end. So with that, thank you. I look forward to today, spending the day with you and enjoying also today. So with that, thank you very much.